bit about yourself.
Hi, my name is Gina Horkey. I self-identify as a married millennial mama to two precocious toddlers. Of course, I screw something up in the first, like, minute, right?
Okay. So what about for your business side of things? Tell us a bit about that. What do you do?
At first, I broke into freelance writing, and then I added some virtual assistant work, or a client. As a full-time job, I was in personal finance as an advisor and a support person to a large planning practice. Mm-hmm. And so I built my freelance business actually on the side of that for the first, like, 8 months, and then I put in my notice.
Okay.
And that was back in 2014, so I've been going strong, going on 2.5 years.
Fantastic. So what made you decide on creating the 30 Days or Less to Freelance Writing Success course?
So I had a fair amount of success early on in my freelancing career. I was able to bring my income from nothing all the way up to $4,000 a month in the first 6 months, and that was on the side again of that full-time job. And, you know, I'm very much a processes and data person, so I kind of chronicled my journey during that time so that I didn't live out that whole definition of insanity as far as, doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. And so by taking notes, documenting my pitches and kind of my behavior, it helped me to see what I needed to change over time. And then when I reflected on that, you know, 6 months later, I thought, well, I kind of have a blueprint here that could maybe help somebody else. And so I also had somebody whispering in my ear, an online peer that said, hey, when are you going to break into the products market? And I was like, what do you mean the products market? Like, who am I to put something out? And that little bug just kept growing stronger. And I decided to take November of 2014. And every morning I got up, I was, again, still working full time at 4:30 in the morning. And I cranked out a lesson or two. And by the end of that month, I had 30 days or less to freelance writing success. And the whole goal of the course was just to take what I had learned, practical advice that was really actionable as well. So the lessons are really short, and the goal is to, like, read something and then immediately go and do something. Mm-hmm. So you're taking action every single day towards your goal of becoming a freelance writer.
Fantastic. So did you ever think, did you expect it to be as successful as it has become?
No. And not that I'm that big of a deal, or the course isn't that big of a deal, but you know, I launched it in December, and I was hoping that people would buy it, and then I was hoping that they would be able to put it into practice and get the results that I had. And, you know, I'm really happy to say I've got some really great testimonials that I've collected over time, and, you know, people that have been in the first couple weeks of the course that had, you know, started making $500 a month. And there are, of course, people that it takes a little longer to do mm-hmm. that as well, and that's completely okay. But it's been really fun getting to know this community of people. The Facebook group now is almost 600 strong, and not everybody that takes the course, you know, decides to join that. Mm-hmm. But they're very supportive of one another, and you can tell that their goal is to build each other up and to cheer each other on. It's very much a mentality of abundance mm-hmm. rather than scarcity. Like, they don't see mm-hmm. each other as competition. And I think I've had a little bit of a hand in that. I tend mm-hmm. to be a natural encourager, but I'm just really proud of the group as well for doing that for one another.
Okay. Well, your course is probably changed a few people's lives.
Well, they've done the hard work. I've just given them, you know, the tool or an instruction or two.
Well, we all need a nudge sometimes in the right direction.
We do. Anyway.
So what makes your course unique to all the other courses that are on the market?
Sure. I think, you know, me, not to give myself a big head, but, you know, that's one of the common pieces of feedback that I get is that I'm very relatable, and the way that I write is very conversational. And so the person that's taking the course doesn't feel like they're studying for this big final exam. There's not an exam at the end of the course. The exam is getting clients and being successful, right? But they think instead of me kind of being over their shoulder, talking to them as a friend and teaching them as a friend and breaking it down so that they can, again, go and put it into practice really easily. So I've heard that quite a bit. That makes me really proud. I've also heard, again, the encouraging part. Like, they feel like I'm their kind of cheerleader there, egging them on. The Facebook group is great. That's not anything crazy new or outlandish, but the group itself, the people that are in there, like I said, are really awesome. So when you just put all that stuff together, and, you know, the action on your part, the dedication on your part, I think it gets results, and that's what's important.
So it's not really just signing up for a course, getting a few emails. You are actually very hands-on throughout.
I try to be as much as I can. There's a couple different tiers, so if you just want to do it yourself, you totally can. If you want a little bit more coaching, there's options mm-hmm. for that as well. Try to keep it affordable, too, so that it doesn't break the bank. You should be able to make your investment back with a client or two. And, you know, the goal is, again, just to help people to get started and take action, because where most of us fail is thinking too much, learning too much. You know, you can read on the internet for days, and if you don't put any of that information into practice, then it's really hard to get results. So instead of listening to every expert out there on freelance writing, maybe give a course like mine a try, and, you know, commit to putting the action steps in place, to doing them, and, you know, seeing where you are at the end of a couple weeks or a month or a couple months, depending on how much time you have.
So that's what it comes down to, isn't it? It's a taking that action, even if it's a small one.
Exactly.
So what do you think is the hardest part of freelancing?
Ourselves. it can, you know, it can be a tough gig. It's, in a way, it's sales, because you're selling yourself. You're trying to market and get clients. And if you don't have any experience, then I think we get in our own way by telling ourselves, like, who are we to put ourselves out there as a professional writer? Are we going to be any good? Is the client going to like our writing? And, you know, a lot of that fear then builds on that inaction, right? And tells us not to put ourselves out there, not to pitch, not to turn in a piece for review. And so I think it's really ourselves and kind of self-doubt and such. I think rejection can be hard too, and that all kind of plays in with the same thing. But the opportunity is abundant. If you want to spend a minute talking about that, I actually was on a podcast interview earlier today, and we were talking about how, you know, moving more of a global economy and workplace, which is great. And there's just a lot of opportunity to be a freelancer or a webpreneur these days. If you think about it, every company really needs a website. Every website needs writing through copy, through white papers, through emails. And then a lot of them are very open to having a blog as well. So obviously that's something that needs to be updated on a regular basis in order to connect with their client or customer base.
Well, we're definitely in an information age, aren't we? Where everyone's seeking.
And I don't see, I mean, I see our mediums continuing to change and experiment as far as, like, video is really hot right now, but you still need writing to go along with a video to introduce it, right?
That's right.
Plus, a lot of people will deliver a video interview as well as transcribe it then into a blog post, which has to do with writing. So the writing part's not going anywhere anytime soon.
Awesome. So if you was, okay, so how does, 30 days or less to freelance writing success help wannabe or aspiring freelancers overcome some of the hardships, like you said, the fear of rejection, the overcoming their own sort of inability to take that plunge to send something out?
So one of the things the course doesn't really cover is, like, how to write, right? Like, there's definitely tips on formatting and blogging and that sort of thing, but you need to kind of have decent writing chops to begin with. But the rest of the course is definitely on the business of freelancing, the business of freelance writing. And so I think how it helps people that are unsure or have that self-doubt is it breaks it down into those manageable small steps. So really all you have to do is plug and play. If you kind of just follow what is outlined for you, if you put in a half an hour or an hour a day for a period of time, then there's no reason that you can't put the things in place to have a launching pad for a successful business.
So do you think most people can start a successful freelance business?
I think if you have a good attention to detail, you're responsible as far as, like, meeting deadlines, you aren't afraid to put yourself out there, or at least you'll get better at it over time as far as prospecting, and you have a sufficient command of the English language. I'm a much better writer than I am a talker. I don't know. then I think, yes, like, there's a lot of opportunity again, and you'll get better at time. I mean, look at brand new bloggers. They weren't that great in the beginning. You and I probably weren't that great of writers in the beginning, but the more you practice your craft, the better you'll get at it. And that also kind of goes with kind of the learning curve, I think, of the type of clients you get to. So, you know, my first client, I was writing WordPress themed descriptions for $7.50 a piece US. They were 150 to 200 words. And I think that somewhere around like 5 cents a word, I could do the math real quick. But, you know, at my skill level at the time, you know, that was a decent paycheck. Would I take that project on today? Probably not, because it really just wouldn't be worth my time. But I needed the certain stepping stones in order to get my feet wet to practice. My boss, the client, was really great at helping to give me constructive criticism or feedback, not criticism, which helped me to grow as a writer and as a freelance writer.
That's fantastic. Well, you've grown quite a bit from, it's only been, what, 2 years since you've started?
Yep, going on 2.5.
That's fantastic. It's a very impressive result. What you've achieved.
I appreciate that. Yeah, I started as a freelance writer and then worked my way into virtual assistants, and then, you know, the courses obviously are the product side of my blog. I try to do a little affiliate marketing too. I'm a big fan of like diversification, and I like to try new things too.
Well, there's nothing better than multiple streams coming through, isn't it?
Yeah, unless you drive yourself crazy by focusing on two different things. But I think it's good to try different things for sure, and to have a couple of different ones, because you know, things will change. It's summer right now. A lot of the time that's slower for freelancers because companies are taking more time off. It doesn't mean that there aren't clients to be had, though. I built my business in the beginning during those summer months as well here in the United States anyways. I know you're in winter over in Australia. Yes. But that's the other great part is you guys are in winter, so maybe you're not taking as many holidays as we are over here. So there's a chance to work with different types of clients across the world. My point is yes, things are cyclical, but I think that if you're putting consistent effort out there, especially from a pitching standpoint, and when I say pitching, it's, you know, going out there and bidding for freelance jobs, prospecting, marketing, that if you consistently do that over time, that, you know, you'll be able to fill your client load pretty quickly. And certain things take time also to come to fruition. So you might pitch somebody today and you might not hear back from them and start a conversation for 2 or 4 months from now. Mm-hmm. So it makes sense to be deliberate and be consistent about it.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic. So if you were starting freelancing today, is there anything that you'd do differently than you did when you were starting?
No, I'm a fan of learning from my journey. Mm-hmm. I'm sure there were things that weren't as effective, but at the same time, I was able to ramp up pretty quickly, so I don't see anything really glaring. Mm-hmm. One piece of advice is to be as authentic as possible and relational, because you never know who will become your client or who you could refer work. But if you're only looking at relationships and building relationships from that standpoint of, like, what can you offer me or who do you know kind of thing, that's not good. But instead, just be interested in people and trying to develop authentic relationships. And I think that really helps with prospecting, too. People like to work with or refer work to people they like. So kind of keep that in mind from the get-go. I think I could have done more relationship building, and I could still do more relationship building. It's just always hard when you have a finite amount of time.
That's right. It is time. It comes down to time, doesn't it? Trying to fit it all in. And it is who you know, not what you know, often.
Right, but I didn't have a journalistic background, so I went to college and I had a psychology degree, and then I was in personal finance. I did a lot of writing as a part of my day-to-day job activities, but I didn't have any concrete experience in that realm, and I didn't have any contacts in my network either that gave me work. So everything that I did was built through kind of that hustle and that grind of putting myself out there and making new connections. Mm-hmm. So please, if you're listening, definitely hear that you don't have to have, you know, this established network already. That's something that you can build over time. You don't have to have a journalism degree. It's, you know, something that you can use your current skills and always build and invest in them as well.
That's fantastic advice. I think that's one thing that could keep people from embarking on a freelancing career. Of not having
And the cool thing about working online and freelancing, and we've kind of talked a little bit about this already, is like most people want to learn new skills and always kind of broaden their horizons and what they're capable of doing. And it's a pretty fast-paced world. Things are always moving. There's new tools that are always on the market. You know, look at social media platforms. There's a few that have stuck around, but there's new ones popping up all the time. Mm-hmm. And I think if you have a capacity for learning new things and interest in learning new things, like you'll make a good webpreneur.
Okay. So where do you see the freelancing industry heading in the next 5 to 10 years, especially when so many people are actually turning to the industry?
Yeah, we alluded a little bit to it earlier when I was talking about just like the opportunity that exists. That's really what I think will happen, is that more companies will work with freelancers, solopreneurs, entrepreneurs, whatever you call yourself. There's so many names these days. But basically, you know, small business or self-employed people, there are going to be people that want to work in corporate America or a similar capacity around the world where they like being an employee and they want to go and clock in and just do their work and what have you. But there's a growing number of people that are frustrated with that type of atmosphere, that want more flexibility and control, and they are comfortable with taking the risk and working hard in order to get more of that reward as well. So I don't see that part slowing down. It'll be interesting to see what types of platforms continue to pop up. You know, if you think of a Fiverr, you think of what used to be Elance is now Upwork. Those aren't places that we recommend to go look for freelance writing work, by the way, although you could. They just aren't known to be the highest paying places. But I think that part will be interesting to see how many more places are, I guess, hooking up freelancers with clients and in a capacity where you're getting good quality service and the freelancer is getting a good rate as well.
So opportunities are still available.
Totally.
That's good to know. So why should freelancers or aspiring freelancers sign up for 30 days or less to Freelance Writing Success?
Well, the courses cater definitely for kind of newbies, people that are just looking to break in, that really haven't, don't have a lot of experience, definitely don't have like a full client load. But there's a lot of people that have taken it that have already gotten their feet wet and they really want to take their business to the next level. So if you thrive off a, you know, structure, you want kind of a roadmap, something that's worked for other people, now going on, I don't know, 800 people or whatever that have taken the course, I think it's a good kind of starting point for you. I'm also working on an advanced version right now, which will focus more on like blog monetization as well as freelance writing and some other aspects of working online. But I think it's a great, I don't want to say simple program, but it kind of is, you know, like it will challenge you out of your comfort zone, and you'll learn new things, but it's not overly technical. You don't have to do a lot of math. So, you know, it's fun, and there's a great supportive place in the Facebook community, and I'm in there as well.
Fantastic. And so do you have any other courses going at the moment?
So I have one for virtual assistants as well. It's the same name, so 30 Days or Less to Virtual Assistant Success. You know, I broke into freelance writing first and then added the VA services on. And the VA services honestly were what allowed me to put in my notice and leave work behind because of the predictability of the pay, which isn't always there from a freelance writing standpoint, although you can get more retainer type clients. Actually, all the clients I work with right now are predictable in that nature. We have a retainer agreement. So I created that course because the two are honestly very complementary to one another. And, you know, a lot of writers don't want to write for 40 hours a week or whatever, too. So maybe virtual assistant work is a good complement for them. Plus, it's just another growing field that I need some attention. Okay. People have a lot of enjoyment with that course, too. Fantastic. It's a little newer, but it's been around about a year now.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for your time, Gina. It's been great chatting to you. I mean, I've done the course. I think it's fantastic. It's definitely helped me boost my abilities and confidence. So I highly recommend it. Well, thank you again, and have a lovely day.
Yes, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.